The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded July 8, 1975, in Chicago, Illinois.
I'm not condemning, you know that? The lame man and the blind man.
Oh, yeah.
So America is blind. And,
oh, yeah.
And we are lame. So, let us get on the shoulder of the American blind and give him direction. And both will be benefit and the whole world will be benefit. The American blind, he cannot see where he is going. And for want of money, we cannot make progress. So let the Americans take on the shoulder this lame man, and I will give direction, go this way, everything is on. On the Khandan name. No use. Take our direction. Everything is good. Take our direction. What is the loss on their part? What is the possible loss? Why they will deny to take our direction? About this, on the conjunct.
Father was talking about the fact that the Western world is blind and the India is lame for lack of money. But by the combination, it's a very good effect. So if the Western world takes us on.
Especially America.
Especially America. On its shoulders, then we can give the Prabhupada some good direction, and they can provide the resources. Provide the resources, and we'll provide the direction.
Mayor and the police officers, through them, try to approach higher authorities. And what is that? We met yesterday.
Public relations.
So convince them to the Americans to take this Krishna consciousness movement on the shoulder. And because they are American and blind, we shall give them direction on the shoulder. Go this way, go this way. So blind and the lame man combined together will perform a great task. Blindly, simply accumulating money. But they do not know how to utilize it. They should take direction, authorized direction from us, and then it will be very nice. All these concocted isms, this isn't, that isn't. Because it is Andhajata Andhai Rupani Yamana. These all rascals are blind. They do not know how to direct. Nate Vidu Sartadatin Vishnu. Durasaya. They are trying to adjust the world affairs blindly. They do not know. So let us combine. Let them come forward, take direction from us. After all, your money, your intelligence, my intelligence, everything belongs to Krishna. Sadvasya chahang vidishan nivishta. Krishna is giving interior. We must agree to take his good advice. Early morning till night, we are always thinking how people will be happy by Krishna consciousness. And they are coming here for rowing boat. You see? How blind they are. The human life, so intelligent life, and they are utilizing for rowing boat. How blind they are. Not a single moment to be wasted. And they are simply finding out how to waste time. Result is crying, what to do. Hippies, what to do. Problems, what to do. Why, what to do? There is a direction. Do like this. No, sir. That is not good. Have to take photos.
Shaka, take photos.
And the steps.
The steps also.
Just try to understand. Our lake in Mayapur, we shall make like this. All sides clear. And four sides the steps, ghat and garden.
Four sides the steps?
The steps, you see. Here, there, there is no, just opposite.
Four corners.
Not four corners. Four sides. Hmm.
And also with that in the center, or island?
No, island is only. Make a program like that.
Take photos.
An impossible. Send them ideas and direction. Bhavananda is gone. Convince them that they are doing very nice to their best capacity, but they are doing it blindly. You are a very good driver, but if you are a blind man, then I will drive. You will create disaster. So we can open their eyes, so that the good driving capacity will be properly utilized. A good driver blind, what he'll do? Ajnana vina andhas, darkness, it will not help. The Western method of seeing things with blind eyes. Actually, they're blind. They're trying to see things with microscope. But first of all, you are blind, what will see? Microscope, this machine or that machine. But you are blind. Let them do nothing.
What should I do if I'd like to preach more and become free from my family and family?
Just teach him what to do. Tell him.
What should you do if
I want to preach more and become free from my family and family?
I think Jagadish is having some preaching program. So your family is no hindrance. Preaching is not hindered by family, one way or the other.
Oh, it took you up to the other. I don't understand. Preaching cannot be checked by anything if you want to preach. In any circumstances, you can preach. Prani rathi bhiya vacha. preaching can be executed by four things, by your life, by your money, by your intelligence, and by your words. You have got so many assets, so you can utilize it for preaching. Dedicate your life. If you think that you are family man, you cannot dedicate 24 hours. Then earn money and give it to Krishna Consciousness Movement. As other family men, they are earning money. Is it not? You can earn. In America, there is good facility for earning money. They want that you work and take money. Earn money as Grihastha and give it to Krishna. Rani Rathai. If you cannot earn money, then use your intelligence. There are so many intellectual work, publication, going to this officer, that officer, intellectually try. And vacha, by words. If you cannot do anything, go anywhere, anywhere, and say that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just offer your obeisance. So where is the scarcity? You can serve Krishna in any capacity, provided you want to serve. And if you want to engage Krishna for your service, that is blunder. Then it is blunder. You cannot engage Krishna to your service. Everyone is trying to engage Krishna for his service. They are going to the church of Krishna, give us our delivery. That you serve me. You give us our delivery and serve me. And our proposition is, Dasdamai, Krishna, you are there playing all day. Come on, take food, first of all. This is service. They are going to Krishna for asking delivery. And here, Jasmina is commanding, come here, if you don't eat, you will get linen thin. Come on. This is Vishnu philosophy. Hare Krishna.
Okay.
I is concerned how Krishna will keep good health. And we are concerned, Krishna will go to hell. Please supply me food so that I might keep my health good. That is the difference between materialistic and spiritual. The foolish man does not understand that Krishna is supplying food to the elephant, to the ant, and why I shall go to the church for asking my food. It is already there. But our policy is Krishna, Hare Krishna, please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna means, O Krishna, O the energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. We create problems, as there is no problem. Krishna has arranged everything. Ishava asamidam sadmam. They see so many fruit for the bird. So sumptuously supplied, the throne. Purnamidam. Everything is sufficient. These rascals, blind, they do not know. They are trying to adjust. What adjustment? This is already sufficient. You are misusing it. Sufficient land, sufficient intelligence, everything is sufficient. And that's misused. In Africa, in Australia, sufficient land, and they are raising cattle to kill them. This is an intelligence. And growing coffee and tea.
For money. Tobacco. For profit. Huh? And tobacco.
Tobacco. By which they know tobacco is bad. And they are utilizing time for growing tobacco and smoking tobacco. This is their intelligence. So blind men, give them intelligence. These rascals. We call that all only rascals. People are dying for want of food grains, and they are growing tobacco. With smoking, they will go to hell. This is their intelligence. What do you think?
I agree.
This is that.
And they even indicate, Prabhupada, on the advertisements that smoking is hazardous for the health.
Yes. For money, the money which will push them to hell.
True.
This is their intent. You have to give them intelligence, open their eyes. Angry, first of all, because murkhaya upadesha hi prakopayana. If you give good intelligence to the fools and rascals, they'll be angry. But still you have to do it. That's why Nityananda Prabhu went to Jagai Madhai to deliver them. They become angry and injured. But that is preacher. These rascals will be angry, will sometimes do harm to you, and still you have to do it. That is preaching. Are you understanding what is preaching? Yes. You have to prepare like that. At all risk you have to preach. World is full of rascals, and you have to educate them. So according to one's capacity, let them preach Pranayidathaydhyavacha. But everyone can preach to some extent. There is no hindrance. Yes. To ask in their Krishna consciousness. They are in dog consciousness. We have to raise them to God consciousness. Don't you see how much they are taking care of the dog? Because they do not know, blind, whether they will be God conscious or dog conscious. So the dog conscious people should be raised to the platform of God conscious. That is teaching. Mura na abhijana. These rascals, they do not know the life is meant for, understanding God. That didn't ask anyone. Nobody knows. You're so full. You want to remain God. Dog is also running, they are also running. And because they can run on by car, they are thinking they are civilized. But the business is running, that's all.
And the purpose for the running is the same.
Yes.
Eating, sleeping.
That's right. On them, running by car, but utilize it for Krishna. That we want. If the purpose is same, like dog, then what is the use of running by car? By car, to preach Krishna consciousness. After that philosophy, that Jagan Mitha, Brahma Satya, no. We say Jagat is also Satya. Because Brahma Satya, the Jagat is also Satya. It is Mitha because it is improperly utilized. Let it be utilized properly, it is also truth. It is truth actually. You cannot say this is a false tree. This is ignorant. Why this false? But it is being misused. That is false. You cannot misuse anything which is given by God. You should properly utilize it. Then it is truth. And as soon as you misuse it, it is untrue.
So material consciousness is false.
Yes. Everything can be utilized for Krishna. That is our preaching. That is true. That is a nice car. Why should I condemn it? Utilize it for Krishna. Then it is true. Mahavadi philosophy, they will say, it is untruth. Give it up. No. When you have produced something by your good intelligence, it is truth. But when you use it for other purpose than Krishna, then it is false. The nicely decorated, if I say it is all false, is that very good sense? They have created such a nice thing. No, the purpose for which you have created and that is false. So you want to change the consciousness. We don't condemn the thing. The knife, you are cutting vegetables and utilizing, but if you use it for cutting your throat, that is bad. That is bad. So they are using the knife for cutting their own throat. This is bad. They are doing the pastor said. Nidaham adyam plavam sukalpam. This body, we are just crossing the ocean of nuisance. So this body is a good boat. Maya iti ritam guru karna dharam. And the wind is favorable. Krishna's instruction. And the captain is guru. He's guiding you. With all these facilities, if you cannot cross the nisayas, then you're cutting your throat. Boat is there, the captain is there, the favorable wind is there, but we are not utilizing it. That means I am killing myself. The opportunity is there. The policy is suicide. That is the defect. So preaching means to remove this defect and utilize the policy for going ahead.
Can't convince them to stop cutting their throat?
His question is whether is it due to our impurity that we cannot convince people to stop cutting their throats?
No, it is due to their impurity. They do not take. What you are saying, that is pure. But the difficulty is, if you instruct a rascal, he becomes angry. The example is given that if you give milk and banana to the serpent, he increases his poison. Payapvaram bhujanganam kevalam visavardhava. Therefore, we have to select sometimes that our preaching is in the proper place. Because a snake-like person, they will not hear. But if you are a good charmer, he can charm the snake also. That depends on your quality, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. He made these snakes, the tigers, the elephants, all dancing, Hare Krishna. That is possible by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Like you have charmed all of us with something.
Well, I'm not going to imitate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I've come to New York, not to the jungle.
New York is worse than jungle.
It is called an asphalt jungle.
After all, they are human beings. Therefore, we have collected some nice souls. We can go to the jungle, that is not hindrance. But let us take the opportunity of the civilized nations. They are leading the whole civilization. If they are convinced, it will be great benefit to the human race. Also, my Guru Maharaj said that you go to the Western country. If you had said that you go to the jungle, I would have gone. Teacher, either the jungle or the city is the same. Narayana para na kutasana vibhati. One is devotee of the Lord. He does not make any discrimination that this is jungle and this is city. Sargapavarga narakeshapi tullatha darshana. For them, everywhere Krishna's property. So when Krishna asks him to go and serve, he goes. That's all. You see?
Classes of men preach Krishna consciousness? All classes of men should preach?
Yes. First of all, he must know what to preach. If he does not know what to preach, what he will preach? You have got the preaching capacity, provided you learn the art of preaching. But everyone can preach. That's the fact.
What has become of those devotees that leave this time? Take the breaking regulated principles. Start chanting 60 miles.
Explain.
There are even Brahmins in our temple who have left the temple and they are acting just like karmis.
So they are wrongly initiated. We want recommendation from the authority whether one should be initiated. But they gave wrong information. That is the defect of the informer.
Phenom initiation can be a little more liberal.
Yes.
But Brahman initiation should be strict.
Very strict. Very strict means he must be observed that he is actually chanting 16 now, following the regulative rules. That's
right. Those are the points.
These are the criteria. That he is actually seriously doing this, then he can initiate. Otherwise, he's useless. He'll fall down.
Yes, stated that one who does not, an unsuccessful person in yoga practice, takes his next birth, Suchinam Srimatam Gaye.
That is another thing, that you have fallen. Who take birth in high family or in opulent, that is the fallen condition.
Yes.
That is not successful, but they are taking, this is success. I have got so much money, I have got so much prestige. This is success.
That's a fallen
condition. That is fallen condition.
They think that is the success of life.
They think they are foolish, they don't think like that. Generally, there is not that devotees are not opulent. Right? No, that is not. But this materialistic opulence means fallen condition.
Demigods are in a very opulent position. Also.
Yes. But they're devotees.
But they're devotees, not fallen.
They can fall. Everyone can fall.
Vaishnava says that the sannyasi should not take the anxious for disciples. They should only take those who are qualified. But sometimes when there's no one qualified, he takes a risk.
Yes. One who does not like to take the risk, they do not take the risk of preaching. But one who takes the risk is recognized by Krishna. Immediately. Yeah, he's taking risk. But he must know where to take risk and where to act foolishly. Just like Nityananda Prabhu took the risk of being injured. But you are certain that I can deliver this.
You took a great risk also, Prabhupada, by coming to us.
Yes. I have already written that. I was thinking, so what shall I do here? I have come here. As soon as I shall impose these four principles, they will say, go. That I took that risk.